local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
You know, from what I saw over the weekend, Yard of the Month is going to be damn competitive going forward. Dr. Bill's got a forecast for that, too. Coming up right after we check traffic with Kane.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers still looking good with no new wrecks in the roadways. But downtown, we do have a decent amount of fog, but it is burning off. Also along 65 from Government, Airport, Spring Hill, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well, like lunch today, seven wings and french fries for just $9.99. At Tillman's Corner, call 661-9117. Hooters is open. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5. My family trusts only your CBD store of West Mobile to buy our CBD products. I eat a broad-spectrum SunMed gummy every night that helps me sleep and feel more relaxed in stressful situations. My dad takes a CBD tincture to reduce post-surgery inflammation on his knee, and I give my dog PetSafe CBD that's done wonders for his bad hip. If you're interested in finding out how CBD can help you and samples, talk to store owner Joe Brown in person at your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest Road.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy too, mostly cloudy today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, areas of fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's 7:07, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Look at 157 cases now of COVID-19 in the state of Alabama. Two in Baldwin County, two in Mobile County. Looking west over at Louisiana, 837 cases in Louisiana. Holy cow. I'll give you more on the testing and the treatment going forward right here this hour on Mobile Mornings. And on the lighter note here, I just saw, well, first of all, let's say just here, 100%. Of the staff here on Mobile Mornings in studio. Mm-hmm. We were both on major yard work binges over the weekend. I really just did Friday, did the get up on the roof and the leaves off and take out the 36 tons of leaves from the gutters at my house. got those. You said you were, Okay, so you cleared out. So Dalton's house, his driveway is like on the left side of his house as you come up here where you and your wife park. And you said you collected how much?
I've got oaks all over my property.
Right.
And over the last 4 or 5 months, they've just been dropping leaves steady, steady. And so I thought, you know, I'll gather all the leaves. I think I could make it across front yard, backyard.
Right.
I started in my driveway where a majority of the leaves have built up.
Uh-huh.
Shoveled, raked for about three or four hours.
Hardcore.
And I only got to my driveway. I ended up with 9 of those construction garbage bags filled with leaves. And those are now on the side of the road, right next to all the limbs that I've been picking up over the last couple of weeks. And I wasn't alone. I saw plenty of people in my neighborhood doing the same thing, working in their yards. I also saw a lot of people biking around with their children or going on walks with the strollers. That was really cool to see, and stopping by and talking, keeping our social distance.
Yes.
But the city of Mobile was tweeting yesterday, because they know that a lot of people are at home doing work in their yards. And they tweeted, lots of folks at home means lots of yard work and housework is being done. That's led to big increases in the volume of garbage and trash for pickup across the city. The Public Works Department is continuing to operate on a full schedule, but the increased volumes may lead to some delays in pickup. They added, the city is working hard to serve you during this difficult time. Any delays will be addressed as quickly as possible. And if you do want to schedule a pickup by phone, in keeping with social distancing, Public Works is making an effort to minimize office visits. So if you're in an office, they said call 251-208-4100 to speak with a Public Works representative. But a lot of people out there working in their yards, that means a lot of trash built up on the side of the road. So they're trying their best to keep up.
Yeah, one of the outcomes here will be a pretty competitive yard of the month.
I think so.
It's more people staying at home, working in the yard, working outside, and outside is not bad for you. I just, I ranted about that a little bit on Friday, and we talked about it on the outdoor show this weekend. With the closure of the beaches, it was to keep the spring breakers from being close to each other, people from violating the 6 feet of separation. The beaches are fine. The water is fine. The woods are fine. The park is fine. It's, you don't touch stuff. The nature, it's the people. The nature is just fine. You can get out and enjoy it. And if you have time off, maybe it's time to learn something new. I saw people that went kayaking and did all kind of things, long hikes over the weekend, canoe trips, those kind of things. But that's all good. Mm-hmm. Get out and enjoy that. You did say we're talking about some of the things over the weekend. What was it you were telling me earlier? Got me thinking of it. Maybe it was people getting out and doing things. And well, we'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. My mind is full of a lot here. Coming up in just a little bit, also what the state has done this week. Also, a state senator critiquing the response from Governor Kay Heinfe, a Republican, critiquing that. Arthur Orr, we'll get into that. Also, the passing of country music legend Kenny Rogers over the weekend.
81.
And with that, I guess the Kenny Rogers look will go away, which is a shame to a lot of kinfolk of mine. And, you know, dudes, if you go white with your beard and hair at a certain point, you immediately kind of go to the Kenny Rogers look. That may not be as popular anymore.
Well, I think we'll see a lot of people in their natural hair color. With so many people holed up for the near future, we're going to see a lot of natural hair with people unable to go color their hair. Or I guess there's still that Just for Men thing out there.
I have no idea. This is my natural this is my natural look. Also coming up in sports.
Well, NASCAR, you know, they're not racing live races. They were scheduled to be at Homestead, Miami this weekend. They weren't able to do that, but they were able to hold a virtual race at a virtual Homestead Miami Raceway, and it was broadcast live on Fox Sports 1. Believe it or not, it was fun to watch, and it was competitive. I'll tell you about that coming up in sports.
And National Guardsmen and women are being called to service in the fight against coronavirus. President Trump has given order for their deployments. Bob Constantini from Westwood One has more.
With governors in the largest hard-hit states, New York, California, and Washington, turning to the National Guard for help, President Trump announcing help from the White House.
Through FEMA, the federal government will be funding 100% of the cost of deploying National Guard units to carry out approved missions to stop the virus while those governors remain in command.
The director of FEMA took pains to emphasize that with the governors maintaining their command, it's up to them to decide how Guard members are used, and that the move was not some sort of martial law to enforce shelter orders. President Trump even had kind words for a frequent nemesis, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, as the two have been speaking regularly through the coronavirus fight. And with New York the hardest hit state, the president is sending building experts to set up makeshift treatment centers.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to provide support to build out alternate care sites, which have now been designated by New York.
One of those sites, the massive Jacob Javits Convention Center, but that doesn't mean there will be all the equipment the state wants from Uncle Sam. The president is still not ready to order American companies to produce medical needs, but says many are stepping up on their own. One governor wanting the president to order American firms to make more masks and ventilators is J.B. Pritzker of Illinois. On CNN's State of the Union, he tells of seeking out supplies that other states are looking to get, too.
We're out on the open market competing for these items that we so badly need, and we're succeeding in some ways, but we still need more. So I've got people on the phones calling across the world, frankly, to get this stuff shipped to Illinois.
On Sunday, the president took to Twitter writing, J.B. Pritzker and a very small group of certain other governors shouldn't be blaming the federal government for their own shortcomings. We are there to back you up should you fail, and always will be. Bob Costantini, Washington.
This information update brought to you by Morgan and Morgan. For the people.
Social Security case, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Your trust in us means the world to me. There's only one Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Fairhope Mayor Karen Wilson says all city parks and the Fairhope Pier are closing. News 5 was at the pier Saturday as many people utilized the popular attraction as Alabama beaches remain closed. Mayor Wilson says she left the pier open as a healthy option for citizens, giving them a chance to get fresh air, exercise, and maintain social distancing. The Fairhope Pier and all city parks will be closed until further notice. Happening today, in Escambia County, all county facilities and programs will close as well in an effort to reduce the spread of the virus. That includes the Board of County Commissioners, County Attorney, Community Centers, Area Transit, Parks and Recreation Offices, Permits, and Inspections. Animal Services will be open by appointment only. In Louisiana, Governor John Bel Edwards has issued a statewide stay-at-home directive. That begins tonight at 5 o'clock. Those under the order will be allowed to leave their home if they're getting food or medicine. Those who work in grocery stores, pharmacies, doctor's offices, and other critical industries are exempt. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Chances are you or someone you know is struggling with an addiction. And just like most things in life, if you ignore it, it won't go away. The truth of the matter is, if you want to reclaim your life, you need help. That's why you need to call the National Recovery Center sooner than later. We can't help unless you're ready to be helped. You need to want a better life. You need to want to stop the downward, out-of-control spiral you've been on. You need to make a conscious effort and take control. Our programs are designed to provide you with the care and support you need. Every person is treated with a unique treatment plan designed specifically for you, regardless of what stage of addiction you're in. Don't let the pain of addiction ruin your life. Call 800-950-0248. That's 800-950-0248. 800-950-0248.
She's the leading educator and retailer of hemp CBD products in South Alabama, and she's on a mission to change the way we look at cannabis. Jennifer Boozer presents Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. With guests from every corner of the hemp industry to advocates for legalization, Jennifer leads the discussion of all things cannabis in Alabama. Join Jennifer Boozer every Monday at 7 p.m. for Sweet Home Cannabama on FM Talk 106.
It's 7:17 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. NASCAR, like every other live sport in the world, is on hold for the foreseeable future. The series was set to race at Homestead, Miami over the weekend, but even though that race was suspended, along with every race through May the 3rd, the series still found a way to put on a live show over the weekend for fans through virtual iRacing. From their very own living rooms, 35 NASCAR drivers competed in a 100-lap race at a virtual Homestead, Miami racetrack.
Now, a network television first. A NASCAR All-Star race from the virtual Homestead, Miami Speedway, delivered by iRacing.
The race was broadcast live on Fox Sports 1 and called by its regular team of Mike Joy and Hall of Famer Jeff Gordon. Dale Earnhardt Jr., who just announced last week that baby number 2 is on the way for his family, appeared to be on his way to the win, but he was passed by Denny Hamlin coming out of turn 4 on the final lap.
Here they come off the corner for the final time. They all but come together, and the winner is Hamlin.
Wow, what a race. What a finish. Yeah, those fans should be cheering. They saw a heck of a race.
That is incredible.
The fans Jeff Gordon was talking about there are the virtual fans in the grandstands.
Did they have a camera on the drivers at their homes?
They did, and one racer was even interviewed by his wife for a post-race interview.
I like them, like, if somebody brought them, like, some nachos or something during the
race. One, and I think it was Hamlin, I can't remember, I need to go back, but on Twitter, he said he had to take a bathroom break and said that his dog might be driving if they came back from caution too early. According to ESPN, Hamlin was heavily involved in putting together yesterday's pretend race. He said earlier this week he would donate $5,000 to Miami families that have been affected by COVID-19 if he won the race. And Kevin Harvick said that he would match Hamlin's pledge. So good on NASCAR for putting together some great live content for fans yesterday. The 2020 Summer Olympics were set to be held in Tokyo beginning July 24th. And while they've been holding off on making an official decision, the International Olympic Committee said yesterday that it is considering postponing the 2020 Games. Later yesterday, both Canada and Australia's Olympic committees said that they would not send athletes to the Games if they were held this summer. According to the Wall Street Journal, Australia has been telling its athletes to prepare for a Tokyo Games in the summer of 2021. USA Swimming and Track and Field and others have also called for the U.S. Olympic Committee to use its influence with the IOC to postpone the Olympic Games. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said today that he supported the IOC's decision. He said that canceling games was out of the question and reiterated that he did not want to scale back the event or hold it without spectators. In college football news, former Oklahoma running back Trey Sermon announced Sunday that he's transferring to Ohio State. In NFL free agency, the New Orleans Saints have been very busy over the last week. On Wednesday, New Orleans announced that they were bringing back safety Malcolm Jenkins. Jenkins had spent his past 6 years in Philadelphia after he spent the first 5 years of his career in New Orleans. Jenkins finally spoke with Saints media on the phone over the weekend.
New Orleans is family. I still have a place down there. My second daughter's middle name is Nola. I love that place, so, I'm excited to be back.
On Friday, the Saints re-signed offensive lineman Andres Pete to a 5-year contract, and then they signed wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders to a 2-year deal. On Saturday, New Orleans re-signed veteran safety DJ Swearinger on a 1-year deal. And the New England Patriots have agreed to terms on a 1-year contract with veteran quarterback Brian Hoyer. It'll be Hoyer's third stint with the Patriots. He joins former Auburn quarterback Jarrett Stidham and veteran Cody Kessler as the three quarterbacks on the roster. 721 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right. We also have more traffic reports coming up, but this from Matt on the text line. A ladder in the right lane, eastbound Bayway, just before the Causeway exit. All right. So eastbound. Y'all are new around here, that's heading to Spanish Fort from Mobile. That's eastbound. Right lane, eastbound Bayway, just before the Causeway exit. Be aware.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. 529 accounts are popular options for parents looking to fund their children's educations and get some tax advantages at the same time. Total contribution limits vary because they are set by the states, but they can be as high as $500,000. But to avoid gift taxes, individuals can only contribute $15,000 in a single year to an account. The funds can be used to pay for many college expenses. You can also withdraw $10,000 per student each year to pay for elementary and high school tuitions. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/businessdeals.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy too, mostly cloudy today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, areas of fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. 800-834-1141. That's 800-834-1141.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 1065 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 1065. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion. Plus, your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 1065.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. County and state troopers are clear. We do have a little bit of fog burning off in downtown across the Bayway, and especially along 65, but no problem. Stillman's Corner at Theodore along Highway 90 looks good from I-10 Theodore Dawes Road all the way out towards Grand Bay Wimmer Road. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrill Rolls, Highway 59 in Foley is closed until April 6th, and then they plan to open up again for all those famous pass rounds and everything you're used to, including all the Thrill Rolls you can catch. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065. Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 726 FM Talk 1065, and Dr. Bill on the way with our forecast. And preach, Paul. Paul said it's hard not to get fatter right now.
Amen.
It's funny you said that. Seriously, I mean, even with the working in the yard and all that, I guess more time around the house or something. I like put on the Carhartt jeans this morning and went, whoa, these things really shrunk over the weekend.
Yeah, I saw somebody post a picture of their baby. They said he's put on the quarantine 15 and had a nice big baby belly. I thought that was pretty funny over the weekend.
Lisa, the text line said, I'm considered essential, therefore I will continue to be open for business. I also did yard work this weekend, and I can barely walk from being so sore. Last count, 13 industrial-sized black bags.
Oof.
And counting in just 2 days. I'm too damn old for this. But it was a beautiful weekend. You know, and David said something about, you know, you got to save those leaves, like our buddy Bill Finch says, because they make great compost and turn into dirt. Here's my problem. I got a ton of live oaks around the house and other oaks, too. So I have a pile that's probably about 3 feet tall in a back corner there that I'm composting. But I can't make that. I'll get called down by the neighbors if I let it get any higher. There's some of them that do have to go to the street.
Yeah, I'm the opposite of the yard of the month right now. That's why I was out working so hard yesterday.
It's going to be competitive. With everybody stuck inside, it's going to be really competitive. All right, I want to get a little audio, a little Corona audio here, but maybe not like you think you would have heard. What you were setting this up earlier.
Yeah, so celebrities, you know, they're attention starved, and they're quarantined like we are right now, so they've been all putting out all kinds of things on social media, and some musicians have gotten in on the act now, and I really like this. Neil Diamond on Saturday posted on Twitter, he said, stay safe out there, and put out a new version of Sweet Caroline. It sounded a little something like this.
Hands, washing hands, reaching out, don't touch me, I won't touch you, sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. I've been inclined.
So I love the Neil Diamond version there, and then one of my favorites entertainers of all time, Steve Martin, of course, great on the banjo, and he released something where he's out playing in his backyard, and I really enjoyed this too over the weekend.
All right, let's check this out. Be right back.
Thank you.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The number of confirmed cases of coronavirus on the Gulf Coast grew over the weekend despite having very limited testing in South Alabama. The Department of Public Health's new figures show 157 total cases statewide. This includes two in Mobile and Baldwin County each. Washington County is also at two. In Florida, Santa Rosa and Walton have four cases. Okaloosa is at 14 cases. Santa Rosa County also has one death from the virus. In Mississippi, Jackson County has five cases. Harrison County has a total of 15 cases. George County has one case. One of those cases in Mississippi is an employee at Ingo Shipbuilding in Pascagoula. The company's president confirmed the illness yesterday. The employee is now under quarantine for at least 14 days and will not return to work until cleared by a doctor. Medical clinics in Mobile and Baldwin counties will begin offering testing for COVID-19. The Greater Mobile Urgent Care at Schillinger Road will administer test kits beginning this morning. You'll need to be screened on the telephone first. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Court coronavirus update. The Senate last night voted against advancing a coronavirus rescue package to a full vote. Talks resumed today, but without Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who tested positive for coronavirus. President Trump was asked about Congress voting from somewhere other than the Capitol.
I would certainly be in favor of it where they could vote from a certain outside location.
The coronavirus pandemic is leading to massive job losses. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy recounts what he's seeing in his state.
I don't know what the exact number is, but it's gone up dramatically. We had one day last week where we had unemployment filings of 15,000 in one day. It crashed our system. It was the biggest one-day spike in the history of our state. The only good news is, and this is a silver lining at best, is we were really strong going into this crisis.
There's the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy. I'm John Trout.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes wants to help you lock them up. Shop and save on any Liberty gun safe purchase until April 15th. Drop by the showroom in Mobile or D'Iberville and get a discount off your Liberty gun safe equal to your sales tax rate. Liberty Safes come with a lifetime transferable warranty against theft and fire. 12 months free financing and delivery available upon request. With service after the sale, why go anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile and next to Walmart on Sangani Boulevard in D'Iberville.
I'm Jennifer Koshinka with Your Money Now. An amended complaint filed in a nearly two-year-old lawsuit claims Facebook employees were aware that the company was overestimating how many people advertisers could reach. According to the complaint, a Facebook product manager wrote to colleagues in October 2019, "This is a lawsuit waiting to happen," regarding the company's alleged overstatements. The emails were produced as part of the discovery process in the lawsuit. Facebook says the allegations are without merit. Royal Dutch Shell says it will slash costs and capital expenditure by billions of dollars due to the worsening pandemic, which has sparked an oil price collapse. The energy company says it will axe operating costs by $3 to $4 billion over the next 12 months. SoftBank Group says it will sell up to $41 billion in assets to finance a stock buyback, reduce debts, and increase its cash reserves. Crude oil down 62 cents, trading at $22.01 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures pointing to losses of about 3% this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And fog this morning, but a generally pretty weekend we had. Although I said, I guess last hour, it was yesterday morning. I was up in western Washington County in a cold rain, and I came back to Mobile, and it was sunny and hot. A big change.
Yeah, we had a weather front right in our area, and much of Alabama cooled off a bit, but right down here along the coast, we stayed on the warm side. Well, that front has moved back up to the north. It's temporarily stalled over the central portion of Alabama. And then tonight, tomorrow, it'll continue to move north as a warm front, eventually up into Tennessee. When that happens, the entire state of Alabama is going to see temperatures well above normal. But as for today, some fog this morning, then becoming partly cloudy to mostly cloudy at times. And there's a slight chance of a shower with temperatures getting up to around 81 to 82 degrees. Tonight, another round of fog after midnight, low tonight in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow should be a partly cloudy day with some warm temperatures. High tomorrow, about 82 degrees. The normal temperature for this time of the year is 73, so we're running quite a bit above normal. The rest of the week, well, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday be mostly sunny each day and warming into the mid-80s. As we look ahead to the weekend, it'll be mostly cloudy both days. Slight chance of a shower on Saturday. A little better chance on Sunday. But temperatures will be in the 80s over the weekend. So the warm weather is here all the way through the week. But we do have a dry spell tomorrow through Friday.
All right. And so in the long-term forecast, you don't see any cold outbreak coming our way?
Don't see any now. We had some cool weather that moved across the northern portion of the country over the last few days. Never made it here to the coast. And it looks like we'll be faced with some weak frontal activity, but nothing in the way of a strong cold front.
All right, Dr. Bill, and remind folks, too, hey, they may be looking for a little reading as they're quarantining at home. Maybe it's the right time to pick up their copy of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
That's right. And you can find copies at Hancock Whitney Banks here in Mobile and also in the Eastern Shore. And also here in Mobile at West Marine and Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, also at Classic Cars. And if you're over in the Eastern Shore, stop by Old Time Garden Supply, where the Autocraft Collision Center. We're also copies at Billy Lankford Allstate. And over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. Coming up, sports with Dalton. Also, we'll check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and traffic with Kane. That's coming next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet John Fitzgerald, the president and CEO of Saunders Yacht Works. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Roberts Brothers now offers vacation rentals in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and along the Eastern Shore in Fairhope and Point Clear. While you're here, spend a day at OWA on thrilling rides, an afternoon on a dolphin cruise, or an evening at the wharf listening to your favorite band. For booking details, visit robertsbrothersvacationrentals.com.
John Fitzgerald took over as president and CEO of his wife's family business in 2008. Begun in 1959 in downtown Mobile, Saunders Yacht Works is now based in Gulf Shores, with operations in Orange Beach and Panama City. Their customer is largely a private boat owner, and many of these boats are big, very big. Saunders has a 150-ton saddle lift capable of lifting and moving boats 120 feet long. It's the only one this large between Tampa and the Corpus Christi area, and his customers come a long way to access it. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry, 251-747-1802 or online, makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, they've got a ladder in the middle of the roadway, I-10 eastbound, right before the causeway exit on the Bayway. Looks like it flew off a truck, so be careful. Officers are heading there now to move it out of the roadway. Also got an accident without injuries. Old Shell and North University and a dense fog advisory till 10 a.m. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile is still open for business and ready to serve you. You can shop online at springhilltoyota.com. They can deliver and they can schedule a test drive at your home. Call 450-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Heads up. Cam Barson doing special shows, special coronavirus and small business shows starting this week. Tomorrow, the first of those shows. These are going to be shows on how small business can navigate these waters. Right here, we talked about the small business loan thing that was discussed. Congressman Byrne was on Midday Mobile on Friday. You can get that podcast by going to fmtalk1065.com, and you can go several places there. You can just click the podcast link or the special COVID-19 local news link, and those interviews that deal with coronavirus are all under that tab. But in a conversation with Congressman Byrne, he was talking about one of these ideas for a small business loan, and we'll see if they get that done this week. Small business loans that would go out, 0% interest, long-term. And here's the kicker. Here's the part of it that I think needs discussed. Actually, we were talking about it on Friday, and I heard one of the shows on Fox News last night talk about it as well, that 100% of the amount of the loan that's used to pay employees will be forgiven. That is, well, all this is big deficit spending and the wrong way for our nation, but we got to do something now to turn things around. I think that's one of the more precise ways to get this economy, you know, to flatten the downward curve. Mm-hmm. You know, he's talking about flattening the curve for coronavirus, to flatten the downward curve in the economy. I think it's a big deal. We'll talk about it more in depth coming up next hour right here at FM Talk 106.5. But I think But Cam's show, he's going to do 1 o'clock on Tuesdays, 1 o'clock on Thursdays, and he's going to talk in depth about issues facing small business, and whether it be getting loans or its workforce or cash flow, he's going to be tackling those subjects. So we're going to be doing those live on the radio, and then, of course, they'll be podcastable, so you can listen to them later or share them with your friends. Just part of what we're doing here at FM Talk 106.5 to have a local angle and a local voice for you on the deal, on the whole deal here. The health side of coronavirus and on the economy side. All right, and over the weekend, it was not coronavirus-based, but it was the passing of Kenny Rogers.
Yeah,
we lost the gambler on Friday, 81 years old. His family released a statement saying he died of natural causes under the care of hospice and surrounded by his family. His health had been deteriorating over the past few years. His farewell tour was cut short in 2018 because of health reasons, and he was hospitalized last summer and treated for dehydration. Kenny packed several careers into one lifetime. He was a singer, songwriter, jazz bassist. Did you know that? Actor, author, photographer, and businessman. Of course, he was a huge investor in Sprint cars, and his Kenny Rogers Roasters, although closed in the U.S., are still operating in Asia. His musical career started in the late 50s, but he didn't pick up till the 60s when he joined the New Christy Minstrels. That group morphed into the First Edition, and their hits included Just Dropped In, To See What My Condition Was In, and Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. His first solo number one country song was Lucille in 1977 that opened the floodgates to a string of hits that include She Believes in Me, You Decorated My Life, Coward of the County, and Love Will Turn You Around, and of course, The Gambler, which is the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry for Kenny Rogers. He also starred as a gambler in 5 TV movies from 1980 to 1994. His other acting credits include movies Six Pack and McShane. The man had a gift for bringing the right duet partner into the mix. He recorded hits with Dolly Parton, of course. Dottie West, Alison Krauss, Sheena Easton, Kim Carnes. Billboard has a chronological list of his duets out there. The LA Times calls his Islands in the Stream hit with Dolly the greatest karaoke duet ever. I'd say that's probably been sung more in duet form at karaoke than
Just about anything, except maybe Ebony and Ivory. That's up there, too. Yes. There's lots of the duets. And Dolly tweeted a wonderful tribute to Kenny over the weekend. She said, "You never know how much you love somebody until they're gone. I've had so many wonderful years and wonderful times with my friend Kenny. But above all the music and the success, I loved him as a wonderful man and a true friend."
There you go. Kenny Rogers, dead, age 81. All right, 744. We're coming right back.
Surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep.
Hello, this is Alicia, service coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we are not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Fairhope Mayor Karen Wilson says all city parks and the Fairhope Pier are closing. News 5 was at the pier Saturday as many people utilized the popular attraction as Alabama beaches remain closed. Mayor Wilson says she left the pier open as a healthy option for citizens, giving them a chance to get fresh air, exercise, and maintain social distancing. The Fairhope Pier and all city parks will be closed until further notice. Happening today, in Escambia County, all county facilities and programs will close as well in an effort to reduce the spread of the virus. That includes the Board of County Commissioners, County Attorney, Community Centers, Area Transit, Parks and Recreation Offices, Permits, and Inspections. Animal Services will be open by appointment only. In Louisiana, Governor John Bel Edwards has issued a statewide stay-at-home directive. That begins tonight at 5 o'clock. Those under the order will be allowed to leave their home if they're getting food or medicine. Those who work in grocery stores, pharmacies, doctor's offices, and other critical industries are exempt. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to tell you again today about the value of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. In addition to the rigorous 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Kobe Subaru also includes roadside assistance, finance rates as low as 1.99%, as well as service loaners should you ever need one. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your certified pre-owned Subaru purchase worry-free. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about the Kobe difference. Our newly expanded service hours and incredible inventory once again prove that at Kobe, it's all about you.
Good morning, 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. NASCAR, like every other live sport in the world, is on hold for the foreseeable future. The series was set to race at Homestead, Miami over the weekend. Even though that race was suspended, along with every race through May the 3rd, the series still found a way to put on a live show for fans yesterday through virtual iRacing. From their very own living rooms, 35 NASCAR drivers competed in the 100-lap race at a virtual Homestead, Miami racetrack.
Now, a network television first. A NASCAR All-Star race from the virtual Homestead, Miami Speedway, delivered by iRacing.
The race was broadcast live on Fox Sports 1 and called by its regular team of Mike Joy and Jeff Gordon. Dale Earnhardt Jr., who announced last week that baby number 2 is on the way, appeared to be on his way to the win, but he was passed by Denny Hamlin coming out of turn 4 on the final lap.
Here they come off the corner for the final time. Oh. They all but come together, and the winner is Hamlin.
Wow, what a race. What a finish. Yeah, those fans should be cheering. They saw a heck of a race.
That
is incredible.
Jeff Gordon there talking about the virtual fans.
I'm going to say, what fans?
The grandstands. There were a lot watching on TV. According to ESPN, Hamlin was heavily involved in putting together yesterday's pretend race. He said earlier this week that he would donate $5,000 to Miami families that have been affected by COVID-19 if he won, which he did. And Kevin Harvick said that he would also match Hamlin's pledge. So good on NASCAR for putting together some good content yesterday. The 2020 Summer Olympics were set to be held in Tokyo beginning July 24th, and while they've been holding off on making an official decision, the International Olympic Committee said yesterday that it is considering postponing the 2020 Games. Later yesterday, both Canada and Australia's Olympic Committees said that they would not send athletes to the Games if they were held this summer. According to the Wall Street Journal, Australia has been telling its athletes to prepare for a Tokyo Games in the summer of 2021. USA Swimming, Track and Field, and others have also called for the U.S. Olympic Committee to use its influence with the IOC to postpone the Tokyo Games. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Monday that he supported the IOC's decision and said that canceling the Games was out of the question. He did reiterate that he did not want to scale back the event or hold it without spectators. In college football news, former Oklahoma running back Trey Sermon announced yesterday that he is transferring to Ohio State. In NFL free agency, the New Orleans Saints have been very busy over the last week. On Wednesday, they announced they were bringing back safety Malcolm Jenkins. Jenkins had spent the past 6 years in Philadelphia after spending the first 5 years of his career in New Orleans. On Friday, the Saints re-signed offensive lineman Andres Pete to a 5-year contract. And then they signed wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders to a 2-year deal. On Saturday, New Orleans re-signed veteran safety DJ Swearinger on a 1-year deal. The New England Patriots have agreed to terms on a 1-year contract with veteran quarterback Brian Hoyer. It'll be Hoyer's third stint with the Patriots. He joins former Auburn quarterback Jarrett Stidham and veteran Cody Kessler as the 3 quarterbacks on the Patriots roster. 751 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy too, mostly cloudy today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, areas of fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
Regardless of the virus, every one of us will be impacted by today's new economy. I'm Cam Marston, host of What's Working. On Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m., we'll begin special edition shows helping small businesses react to these times. I'll have guests with a deep expertise, and I'll push them to offer actionable ideas for you and me. And we'll take your calls. Join me Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, still seeing fog around the 1065 split heading northbound all the way up towards Saraland and downtown. They did get the latter moved out of the roadway I-10 eastbound on the Bayway before the Causeway exit, and they're still working out Axtell without injuries at Old Shell and North University. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Lunch today, 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. For Daphne, call 625-3910. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 753 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time to say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM and talk inventory. Hey, Larry.
Morning, Tom. Yeah, we got lots of inventory and got more coming. As a matter of fact, we got a load coming in the middle of the week. You know, we're still doing business with the necessary precautions, so our lenders are still working. A lot of them are working from home, but everything can be handled so far.
All right, so it's a good chance for people to come out and check out that inventory. Also, they can do it online.
Absolutely. Go see lcmmotorcars.com. I mean, we're having a hard time keeping up with the pictures, but they can just, if they see something on there, like one of our guys can take pictures, or they can do a FaceTime or whatever to do the videos for the inventory. But we keep it up as fast as we can.
I like it. I like the high-tech angle, and the financing still available. So give people directions to come see you. You did in the virtual world. If they want to come see those vehicles in person, how they find you?
At the corner of Highway 90 and Plantation Road, or they can just call us at 375-068, and we'll talk them in.
Thanks, Larry.
All right, thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. All right, 7:54 coming up next hour. Interview that I think is going to be a must-listen to. It's going to be part, of course, of our coverage of COVID-19 and the response out there. And this is the one that is a big deal for so many of us with kids, is the school part of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a... Our kids at home are doing like a virtual learning, but it's a shorter school day. And I'll say this: my wife has made a list of things the kids do during the day, like a real like school schedule. They school part of it. They get like a recess. Then there's chore time. They don't like that one so much. But we're going to talk with Alabama School Superintendent Eric Mackey coming up in just a little bit.
Yeah, and obviously lots of news regarding the school systems here in Alabama, and fluctuating news day to day. They've been postponed, the school days, until April the 6th, and I'm sure we'll get an answer on how much further past that they'll be postponed here in the near future. But it'll be good to talk with School Superintendent Eric Mackey to see what they're doing on a statewide level as far as it goes with education.
You know, this is one of my questions. So I've got a nephew who is a senior this year, you know, and they're going to work it out to where he'll graduate and he can go to college and do those things. But he didn't get a prom. It looks like right now, I don't know. Right now they're saying they're probably not going to have a prom, not going to have all that, fun times end of your senior year. With your friends, that's going to be, it's all across the country. People won't get that. And then the question I have is, what about students, whether they're seniors, let's say they're any other grade, will they matriculate to the next grade?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, and how will that be done? If we go back to school in April, that's one thing. But there are a lot of people out there saying that there's a lot of school districts that have said that's it for the year. They're not going to.
Yeah. I mean, it's uncharted waters. We've never seen anything like this. So I've got the same questions. And also regarding keeping a lot of these kids fed, you know, some of them depend on the school system to have breakfast or lunch during the day. We'll talk with Dr. Mackey about that as well. But I've got the same questions, and I feel so bad for those seniors who it looks like they won't get those same rituals that so many of us have been through, whether it's prom or the graduation ceremonies. And then what happens to those that are moving on into college? What if they haven't taken any standardized tests to this point? Looks like standardized tests won't be given. I mean, the ACT and the SAT and those things of those nature, so that nature. So lots of questions regarding schooling in Alabama.
Yeah, if you hadn't taken that standardized test yet, that would be, and I guess you can't do that online because you have to have those tests proctored for so many reasons. What do we do? I mean, these are, I know it sounds cliche, and it'll be the cliche that lasts however long this lasts, but these are unprecedented questions. These are things that are brand new for so many of us out there. I think almost for all of us out there. All right, we'll talk about that coming up. Also, a look at the plans coming out on the economic side of COVID-19. We'll talk about those next hour as well. Stay close.